Morning. Yeah, it's a little loud. It's time to begin our worship, so please silence all cell phones and reflect quietly on God's presence while we hear the prelude. Thank you, Kathy. Before I read the announcements, are there any last minute or late announcements? As a reminder, Fall Feast, the final registration deadline is August 31st. Registration is discounted for volunteers, and there are plenty of opportunities, deep cleaning of the buildings and grounds, classroom setup for workshops, help in the bookstore, kitchen crew, etc. Time to register is now, if you're interested. And also, fall kickoff for church will be Sunday, September 9th. Celebrate the start of fall with a potluck luncheon. Hot dogs and brats will be served by the Spiritual Growth Commission. Everyone is asked to bring a side dish or a dessert to share. Also, please register your attendance at the with the registration sheets located in the pews. Be sure to turn them in the center aisle. And also see who's sitting next to you in worship today. Let us stand now, sing the opening hymn, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me, hymnal 214. And greet those around you. Sorry. Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
How you doing again?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing well. Anything new on your little one?
Yeah, we turn in our paperwork for a visa application. If that gets approved, we're going October 4th.
October 4th?
Yeah. If it doesn't get approved, then it's going to push to November.
Okay. Well, one thing at a time.
Yep.
You've learned that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Patience. Well, that's good. It's coming.
Yep.
Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, we're proud.
Thanks. Have you heard the world cry out in distress? Have you known pain?
Come to the rock of ages, where Christ's own blood was shed.
God offers healing and hope for those in need, for us to share.
Come to the table.
Here the bread of life is broken, the cup of salvation poured.
Come to God in worship, that the world may be restored.
Let us pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the great weather and not the quite so windy day. We're grateful for your faithfulness, your your integrity and righteousness. And also, if we grow weary, you will give us rest. Hear us now as we pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thine kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Our hymn of prayer today is Just As I Am Without One Plea, number 339 in the Chalice Hymnal. We'll sing the first and last verses, verses 1 and 4. I'd like to invite the children to come forward this morning. It looks like maybe that means Nicholas and Mackenzie today. Some Sundays we have a whole row full of kiddos, and other times it's just one. Hi, Mackenzie. Dad's up here too. Come see Dad. I have something to show you. It's a long walk for a little girl. We need some bow adjustment, Dad. Our hair bow slipped. Thank you. Good morning. I have a picture to show you today. This week, Pastor Cynthia is going to a place called Ring Lake Ranch. And the last time I was at Ring Lake, I made friends with a pack rat. Can you see this little rat? He lived under the porch of the cabin where I stayed. And every afternoon, I would sit on the bench on the porch, and I would read and pray and look at a beautiful lake. And the little, he looks kind of like a mouse, doesn't he? The little pack rat would come out and say hello, and he got used to seeing me on his porch.
Oh, Pastor Cynthia.
Yes?
I am so tired.
Oh, Joan.
I am so weary.
You just dropped something, dear.
I am so overburdened.
Oh, my goodness, you are loaded down. Oh, do you need to sit and rest? Mackenzie and I will share our spot. What all do you have, Joan?
I have no idea.
You know, Pack Rat collects. We collect whatever.
So you're being a little bit like a pack rat today.
I have a camera.
Good.
Yeah, I have
a hat.
So
you take pictures, a hat.
I have my sunglasses.
Your sunglasses.
I have stuff.
You have stuff. You have clothes. You have spare tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look like a pack rat.
I have my cat.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't touch.
Mackenzie, look who this is. Look who this is.
Would I scare
him? He's a kitty.
Oh.
There's a kitty.
And I have sun, whatever you call it.
Sunscreen.
Yeah. And I have watering pits.
Why do you need those?
Well, you never know. You might need to water a plant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joan and I are riding together to Ring Lake Ranch this afternoon. I don't think I packed enough stuff.
I got enough to cover. I think.
Did you see her kitty cat?
But you know what? I'm worn out.
I bet you are.
I am so burdened.
Maybe you should set your burdens down and rest.
Where?
You could rest here with the Lord.
Oh, that's novel. I never thought of that.
Want to pet the kitty? Say hi to the kitty.
That's BC. BC to the highest power.
The kitty cat's name is BC.
My pet?
There's a real kitty that lives at Mackenzie's house.
Do you have a real kitty? Maybe. This one is strange. So I can rest here?
You can rest here.
On your shoulder?
On my shoulder. You can rest here with the Lord.
Wow.
And I think it might be good for you to set down some of your burden for a while. You don't have to carry all of this all around with you all the time.
Oh, that is so good to know.
Yeah. I think Mackenzie likes your bag, though.
Oh, I got a towel, too.
Oh, good. Well, that way you can dry after you water your plants. If we're not careful, she might unpack everything you have.
Don't go too far.
There's some sunglasses. Do you want to try on the sunglasses? We're just having fun up here today.
That's all there is.
Okay.
I got my Bible.
Good.
This is my Bible.
Yeah, your little iPad tablet thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's on.
It's
hot.
It's kind of amazing that you have like one of the smallest Bibles around, but you have all this stuff you're still carrying.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Well, in Scripture, Jesus tells us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And he tells us to come to him and rest. And Joan, my friend, I think today you need to set your burden down and rest a little bit.
I think so.
Would Mackenzie like the picture of the pack rat to take with her today? On the back, there's a picture of his nest. He put a sock in his nest.
A sock? A sock.
Pack rats are kind of like Joan. They just collect everything and carry it all with them. We'll give Joan her stuff and we'll have a little prayer. Loving and gracious God, at times during life, Lord, all of us are a little bit like pack rats. We have more stuff than when we need and we carry spiritual burdens with us. Let us hear your voice to come to you and to rest. In Christ's name, all God's children said,
Amen.
Thank you, Joan. And you don't have to take all of this to Ring Lake with us.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll unpack and pack up again.
Bye, Mackenzie.
I can't get up. I'm so heavily burdened.
Oh. Oh. You want to just leave some stuff here?
No. I got to take everything. I got to take care of everything. I'm a pack rat.
I got it all.
Maybe.
Bye, Joan.
Bye. See you later.
Okay.
I can't see where I'm going. Oh, I wondered where they went.
I was kind of feeling badly about how I'd packed for Ring Lake, but now I feel really good. I just have one suitcase and one box of books. I'm fine. Our prayer list is on the back of the bulletin. As we share prayer concerns, if you take a moment to write a prayer card to someone who needs to know we're praying for them today, and then place that in the offering later in the service. Our card tarot this morning is for Cindy Trimmer. Cindy was the child care worker here for many, many years. She ran our church nursery before she retired and moved to Arizona. Last week, she was back in town house-sitting for a sibling, and she ended up falling ill and fell in their home and is now at Wyoming Medical Center. So please write a note to Cindy. Bob Malloy will be taking those cards to her tomorrow to let her know that we are praying for her recovery. Terry and Bob Malloy's Aunt Caroline had surgery this past week. They asked for continued prayers for her healing and recovery. It went well, but she's still in the hospital down in Colorado. Lois Purvis comes home this afternoon or this morning from Elkhorn. Ted is out there to pick her up and take her home. Prayers for continued healing for her. Wanda Leeling is going to be at Life Care Center on Poplar. Prayers for Wanda in the weeks ahead. Please continue to pray for Amber French. Her recovery is going very slowly, and she is discouraged that she is not significantly better much quicker. So please continue to pray for Amber. She so appreciates your prayers. And Paul Smith shares with us the joy that Melanie White, his wife, should be going back to Poplar probably the middle of this week. She'll finally be released from the hospital. So she is doing better than she had been. Prayers for her. The missionary we're lifting up today is Kim Free, who serves in Mozambique. And our regional prayer partners this morning are the members of First Christian Church in Ordway, Colorado, and their pastor, Jason. There's a sheet on the back table in the sanctuary you can sign and send greetings to them. Are there others this morning that we need to add to the list, joys or concerns we want to share today? Debbie. Prayers for those who are struggling with addiction, who are in treatment for alcoholism, and who have housing issues because of that. Joan. Prayers for Dan Brown and his family as he continues fighting cancer. Anyone else today? Paul.
Chuck Stewart had another bad night. And if we continue to keep praying for Chuck and Susie, too, that would be helpful. We're also delighted to see Trish here today.
Prayers for Chuck and Susie Stewart. Chuck continues just to struggle with his health. It is a joy to have the Nichols back this morning. Trisha has finally completed the long-term antibiotics that she was on. That's a prep process for her to have knee replacement. So in a couple more weeks, she'll see the surgeon and hopefully get a new knee. In the meantime, she's been home every day, having treatments every day, and it's good that the antibiotic piece is done, and we're praying for absolutely no infection in that joint so that the surgery can happen soon and go well. Anyone else? Charles.
I had announced on Facebook this week that I'm going to be in the new production of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum at Casper College, and I appreciate everybody's prayers and support. I hope that you'll also support by coming out and seeing it, not just for me, but for the entire Department of Theater and Dance at Casper College. I think it is going to be an absolute feat.
And that comedy, musical comedy, opens October 4th. Up at Casper College. It is a joy that you're able to share your talents with our community. Let us turn to the Lord now in a time of shared silence as we pray together. Holy and gracious Lord, you call us to come to you and rest, to lay our burdens down. Oh God, we confess before you that sometimes we are like pack rats. We gather so much stuff through life that it weighs us down. We confess that we spiritually carry more burdens than we need to. We forget, Lord, that we are yoked with you, and your load is easy, your burden is light. Help us to let go of the sin that clings so closely. Help us to forgive ourselves of past mistakes and move forward by your grace. Lord, we lift to you this day all those who are burdened. We pray for healing for Cindy and Melanie while they're at Wyoming Medical Center. We thank you that Lois is coming home from Elkhorn. We pray for Wanda Leeling as she moves to life care. God, we continue to ask for your healing presence to be in Amber's life. Clear her mind and lift anxiety and worry from her soul. Lord, we pray today for Chuck and Susie Stewart. We ask your blessing of peace to be upon them. We pray for Chuck's health, for his heart and his breathing, his stamina and energy. God, we thank you that Tricia is finally partway through a journey towards healing. Lord, we thank you for the gift of modern medicine, for effective antibiotics, and we pray now that her surgery may come soon and restore her knee. Oh God, we ask you to be with all those who are living with cancer. We pray for Dan Brown and his family as he's been hospitalized for 5 weeks fighting stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. Lord, he needs your presence in his life. We pray, oh God, if possible, for healing for his body. And we pray for healing and strength and peace for his soul. We ask for comfort for his family and friends. Give them courage on this journey. Oh Lord, we pray for courage for those who are facing battles in life that many of us may not even be able to imagine. Facing homelessness, struggling to find housing, battling addictions to drug or alcohol. Lord, we pray for those who are on the journey towards recovery and for those who have not yet started but need to begin that walk. Lord, we pray your blessing upon the AA group that meets here on Tuesday night and upon all of those who need support in recovery to live sober and strong lives. Good and gracious God, we ask your blessing upon those who are yoked to you in ministry. Be with Kim Free and the work that she does in Mozambique. And bless Pastor Jason and all the members of First Christian in Ordway. We are blessed, O God, when we find the right fit in life. When you give us talents that we have a chance to share. Thank you for the joy that Charles will experience in being in a comedic musical at Casper College. We pray your blessing upon all students and faculty and staff there in this fall semester and the gift it is to our community in so many ways. Loving Lord, at the foot of your cross, we lay our burdens down and pick up your love. We cast aside our sin and put on the mantle of your forgiving grace. Yoke us with you, O Jesus, every day that we may walk side by side with our Lord and Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen. You'll notice that our order of service is a little different this morning. After the morning message, we will have communion, and at the end of communion, we will offer prayers of healing. There will be two stations at the front of the sanctuary, and you're invited to come forward, bring your tithes and offerings, share communion. And then if you need a prayer for healing in your own life of any kind, or if you want to pray for healing for someone else or a situation in our world, you're invited to pause at one of those prayer stations.
Oftentimes our burdens are so heavy that we become tired, weak, and worn. But if we lay them down and take God's hand, we have an opportunity to see how beautiful the gift of life is that He has given us.
For the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies, for our love which from our birth over and around us lies, over and around us lies. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our joyful hymn of praise. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, for all gentle thoughts and mild, for all gentle thoughts and mild. Lord of all, to thee we our joyful hymn of praise. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our joyful hymn of
Our first scripture comes from Psalm 145, verses 10 through 21. They can be found on page, it's up there, right? 581. All right. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord is just in all his ways and kind in all his doings. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of all who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever.
The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. Our New Testament reading this morning is just a few verses for us to reflect on together today. I invite you to follow along from Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus is speaking. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Charles, for that gift of music. I invite you to pray with me. O Lord, for all who are burdened, we pray the privilege of resting in you. Bless now the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts, that they may be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. My grandfather, my mom's dad, Grandpa Graves, was a Missouri farm boy. One of my favorite pictures of Grandpa Graves is taken of him plowing with a team of horses. It's in a cornfield someplace in Iowa, and Grandpa's riding on an old contraption, this little metal seat and a row of furrowing hooks. In front of him, there are six horses that he's controlling with reins. It takes a certain bit of skill to be able to hold that many reins in your hands and to guide each horse with direction as needed, telling one to keep up, telling another to slow down or gee or haw, turn right or left. There are times that we are like those horses, yoked together one to another, and God is in charge of the reins. When we forget who holds the reins, we get in trouble. This morning, we have just a few verses to ponder in this simple teaching from Jesus. Come to me, all you that are weary, he says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When Jesus walked on the earth in human form, he lived in an agrarian society. So it's not surprising that a lot of his parables, a lot of the stories he told, a lot of his teaching used illustrations from farm life. He talked about seeds and crops, fishing, simple things that people could relate to. When Jesus says, "My yoke is easy," I have no doubt that there were those in the crowd among his first hearers who knew from experience how to yoke a team of work animals. Grandpa Graves loved working with draft horses, Belgians, Percherons, the bigger the better, Clydesdales. His favorite was a Clydesdale named Barney, long before there was a purple dinosaur by that same name. Grandpa used to say that those are real horses. The little prancy things people ride, I guess, are just not quite real enough for him. In Jesus' day, I doubt that there were purebred, exactly matched pairs of Percheron, but there was no doubt a farmer down the road who had a team of oxen that he knew how to yoke. A yoke, specifically for a team of oxen, is a beam of wood that is carved to fit just in front of the withers, the shoulders, of those strong work animals. It's interesting to know that a yoke typically is specifically carved for a specific team. The yoke matches the animal. It fits. The two sides of that yoke for a pair of oxen might be carved slightly differently because the two oxen have different shapes and different strengths. With draft horses, if you're working with a team of horses, you usually want to try to match them in size and pulling strength. Sometimes that's a little harder to do with a team of oxen, so it's important that that yoke is fitted perfectly. Otherwise, the yoke itself becomes a burden. Jesus invites us to come to him and take his yoke upon us. He says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." The yoke is easy when it fits right. Have you ever had that moment in life when things click into place for you? When you just realize you're in the right place at the right time. Maybe it was a job that you were called to do, and suddenly you realized you had the skill for that task. It fit. It wasn't hard. It was a joy because you were in the right place doing the right thing. It fit. For a team of oxen, when that yoke fits, it's easy to pull. Oftentimes, when two ox are yoked together, one may be a more experienced animal, an older animal, and a younger one is brought alongside to train by working as part of a team. The older oxen has already plowed that field many times and knows when to get to the end of the row and stop and rest, and then turn and head back. That young oxen may take a time or two to get the feel of the rhythm of the farmer pulling on the reins and giving instruction. I did a little reading this week, having never yoked a team of oxen myself. I wanted to make sure I had some clue of what I was talking about. And I found online a copy of a farmer's guide from the 1800s that gave instruction on how to yoke your oxen. There are little pen and ink line drawings showing you how to hook that team together. And then it gives step-by-step instruction on what to do. A lot of it seems like common sense, but my guess is because it's written down, it means that somewhere along the way someone forgot to follow those instructions. One of the lines said, "When you get to the end of the furrow, let the ox rest before you turn around and head back." "You'll get more out of your team," this advisor said, "if you work them early in the cool of the morning and let them rest during the heat of the day." Be sure to give your oxen plenty of water. In modern language, we'd say so they don't get dehydrated. Just like your engine might need a little water driving up Casper Mountain. Let your oxen rest, the farmer's guide says. Jesus knows that we need to rest. The very beginning of time when God made the world, built into the rhythm of life itself by God's own design, is rest. In the changing of the seasons, plants have a chance to rest, to recover. In our sunroom at our house at home, I have a few indoor plants that I like keeping by the bright windows. I have a little cyclamen. It's a leafy green plant that every once in a while gets beautiful flowers on it. Well, I was convinced that it was just gone. It had kind of wilted down. I figured out a better rhythm of watering. I let it rest a little. I watered it some more. It leafed out like crazy. It even bloomed for the first time in a long time. And then all the leaves fell off. And I thought, well, I messed that up. I figured I just overwatered it and killed the poor thing. So I left it sitting on the windowsill next to where the cat eats breakfast and supper. To be honest, I was just lazy. I hadn't gotten around to throwing out this little plastic pot and doing something with the potting soil. This morning, I realized there's a new baby leaf that has come back up. After just being ignored, life has returned. Built into the cycle of creation, there is a need for rest. If you're a parent, you know your young children get grumpy and grouchy and crabby when it's nap time. They need to rest. Sometimes that happens to adults as well. In the rhythm of faith, God has given us the gift of Sabbath. A Sunday morning is a chance for you to rest. To recover at the end of your furrow, after plowing, working hard in the world all week long, God gives you a gift to just be, to come to the Lord and rest. Sometimes we forget about that rhythm that is God's plan. And we can work ourselves silly. We can even work ourselves sick. We can put so much stress and pressure on ourselves that we end up crumbling under the weight of anxiety. Our performance at work goes down. We're crabby with our families, and they may not know enough to say, go take a nap. You need it. The Lord calls us to rest. Now, notice God doesn't call us to rest all the time and just give up on life and stop doing anything. But God calls us to rest as part of the rhythm of being and part of the rhythm of living in faith. Jesus says, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. He doesn't say, come to me when you're lighthearted and dancing and happy, although that's a great time to go to the Lord too. He says, come to me when you're exhausted, when you're worn out, when you're at the end of your rope. Come to me and I will give you rest. Jesus promises to give us what we need. When we are weary, he gives us rest. When we are weak, he gives us strength. When we are frenetic and frantic and fearful, he gives us peace. If we will come and be joined together with him. Take my yoke upon you, he says, and learn from me. In a classroom setting, sometimes students learn by listening as a teacher talks or a college professor lectures. But you also learn by doing. If you want to learn how to play piano, You can sit in a classroom and study music theory and memorize notes on a sheet of music, but you won't be a pianist until you actually sit at the keyboard and practice. If you want to be a ball player, you can sit in a classroom and learn the rules of the game, whatever your sport of choice is. But it won't be until you take the field and actually throw or catch that ball or run a touchdown or a play with your teammates or pick up the bat that you actually learn how to be a player. To train a team of oxen, you have them do the task they're called to do. Jesus calls us to learn from him, to walk side by side with him so that we live out our faith. We can learn about Christianity by sitting in Bible study, by sitting in pews, by listening to sermons and studying scripture. But we learn our faith by doing as well as by listening and studying. We are called to live our faith every day in the world. When we feed the hungry and comfort the afflicted and challenge those who are living in sin. Come to me, Jesus says, and put my yoke upon you. Sometimes we get confused. We think we're in charge. We think we're the ones pulling the reins, but no, actually it's the Lord giving direction. Come to me and rest. This morning, as we have prayers for healing, it may be that there is a piece of your life where you're aware you just need to rest. And you want to ask for someone else to pray with you for that piece of life. It may be that the burden you're carrying is concern for someone else, and you want to come and be anointed on their behalf to pray for that person. To ask God to carry their burden. There may be a situation in the world that you know of that needs healing. Division or violence, heartache. You're welcome to come and pray for that situation, whatever it may be. When the yoke fits right, it's easier to pull. When you walk side by side with your Savior, the burdens of life become light and are easier to carry. When you're weighed down, the Lord calls you to rest. This morning, as others come and ask for prayers of healing, after you've had communion, I invite you to simply sit in your pew and pray for healing in our world. Pray that Jesus' yoke of healing may be placed upon those who need it the most.
Just as Jesus offers us rest, he also offers communion. I've thought about communion a lot over the last several years, and it still baffles me how not just a king, but the King of Kings invites us to dine with him. He calls us to his table. And as he calls us to his table, he also calls us to give. Giving can come in many forms: money, time, gifts, teaching, prayers, etc. He asks us to give, so please give what you can. We will receive communion by intinction, also leaving the tithes and offerings and the dishes up front. We will join in the hymn of communion, "Come to Me, O Weary Traveler," hymn number 353.
Thank you.
As we come to the table for rest, we are reminded of the night that Jesus met with his friends in the upper room. While they were there, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and to us, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood poured out for you, to forgive your sin and the sins of many." Each time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's life, death, and resurrection until he comes again. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray.
Dear God, on this beautiful Lord's Day morning, we give thanks that you are the very source of love. The Apostle John reminds us that you loved our world so very much that you sent your only Son, Jesus, into this world to love us, to teach us, and ultimately to die for us. As we gather near the table this morning, we are reminded of the sacrifice Jesus made on our behalf, that we might find new life and hope and be reminded again and reconciled to your great love. Now, as we prepare to participate in this moment of Holy Communion intention, we pray that our hearts and our minds may be open to your very presence. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
Our closing song today is number 455, You Have Called Me. In a spirit of prayer, we come before the Lord asking for healing for all those who need it, for those who have prayed for their families, for loved ones. We ask for God's peace and healing and strength. This hymn, You Have Called Me, is a declaration of our awareness that we are called to be followers of Jesus, that we come to worship, to rest, and then we are sent forth, yoked with the Lord, to walk side by side with our Savior, to serve in ministry in the world. If there's anyone looking for a church home this morning, you're invited to come forward and place your membership here, either by confession of faith and baptism or transfer of membership, or to renew your faith and your journey with Christ. Let us stand and sing together. I skipped over the prayer of thanksgiving. Phil, would you lead us in prayer?
Sure. Lord, we thank you for these gifts. Please bless them and use them as you see fit. Amen.
Amen. I would remind you that there is a time of fellowship waiting for us downstairs. There's coffee and refreshments. The personnel committee is going to meet real quick for a few minutes upstairs. I encourage everyone else to come downstairs and enjoy a time of fellowship. This week, Kathy is out of the office tomorrow, but she'll be here the rest of the week, and she does have an emergency contact number for me at Ring Lake. And the cell phone reception just doesn't really work there, and I won't be online much. But if anything comes up, Kathy knows how to get a hold of me. Thank you for being in worship today. If all hearts and our minds are clear, may you be blessed as you go forth, yoked with Christ to love and to serve. In the name of Jesus, amen.